Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Colin today, I didn't like part of it. The guy went a little too far at the Federalist. They're offering, finally, the Democrats have somebody who's the epitome of the new masculinity. He's masculine, but he falls in line with all of their craziness, so to speak. You know, he's not one of these guys who's seen as effeminate that does it.
Guy looks like Richard Simmons coming out on stage sometimes.
Yes.
Definition of masculinity.
Yeah, who does he look? Yes. Well, and his points of view, too. If that's a new masculinity, count me out. All right? So here's Walz last night, though. I'm going to tell you why this IVF is also part of the masculinity thing. Apparently, Dan, the guy writing, and look, this is a painful subject. I'm glad they brought it up. It's fine, but then don't lie about it. Apparently, what they used is because he couldn't conceive a child, it wouldn't work through Walz any other way. But he didn't have IVF. He said that again last night in order to bash Vance particularly, but Republicans in general. Here's Walz last night.
First of all, it was up to him. I wouldn't have a family because of IVF and the things that we need to do reproductive. My kids were born through that direct, you know, that way. And also I make sure that I'm the guys and our folks are investing in prenatal care. We're the ones that are there for universal pre-K. We're the ones that are providing school meals at this. I'm not going to back down one bit on this whole family values thing, and it's us. That construct that he's putting out there is absolutely untrue. We're making it more affordable to have children by having paid family and medical leave so that you can go home when your kids are sick and take care of them. Or if you're a dad, I don't have to go right back to work 5 days later after my wife had a C-section because our insurance wouldn't pay for it. We're boosting those things up. There's nothing pro-family other than having women be incubators for their vision of this. And I don't know. Once again, it's weird. I don't want J.D. Vance talking about my family. I certainly don't want him talking about my daughter or my wife. It's none of his damn business. But I said the one thing is we need to talk.
All right, he got in the none of the damn business. But during COVID, ratting on your neighbor, ratting on businesses and all, that was your business with this guy. So, you know, we've talked about that. We even did a question last week, a side question, about what is still something that you can do that's considered masculine. I'm fascinated, though, because this changes. They're portraying this guy. They want him to be, last night, Amy Klobuchar, Dan, another lie. They said the team was 0-27, but then Tim Walz took that team to the state championship. That's not exactly accurate. He was the defensive coordinator of sorts. So isn't it the head coach that takes you from 0-27? Not to say he wasn't part of the team, but they're so eager to glom on to this guy as a football coach, they go crazy. Why is that? Because
Trust a coach who turned a team that was 0-27 into state champions.
I don't know how you had that ready to go. Reading my mind again here, but there you go. 0-27, the state champions. Don't you have to say, and he helped? Don't you have to do something like that?
I want to underline, too, this lie is just so particularly egregious, Dom, because can I go into the gritty details of the whole thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because IVF, what it is the way it works is they take embryos out of the body. And the debate down in Alabama about the situation over IVF is when you take the embryos out, it's somewhat natural. It's a causality that some of those embryos will perish because they'll be left unused. And should those embryos be considered life? So the pro-life argument is that they should be. Whereas what Tim Walz and his wife used was IUI, intrauterine insemination. And what that is that the eggs remain in the body. The embryos remain in the woman's body. They're not taken out, so they don't have the chance to perish. So there's absolutely no issue that any pro-lifer would have with this fertility treatment. So the fact that he got this would not be an issue with any pro-lifer. And I think the Democrats know this. So they're going to strategize and try to make his IVF treatments that he never had into some kind of issue so it becomes front and center, even though he never had it. It's a complete lie.
Yeah, it is. And again, this masculinity. They want the rub. You know what? They want the rub of football coach. They want the rub of military. But then he would not go to Iraq. When caught, they say, as a man, he wouldn't know IVF. All men would bollocks that. That call yesterday by Eric just told you, you never forget something like that, what your wife went through, what he went through. He told the story of how a doctor, they thought the eggs had not fertilized. They lost them, said, come back later. Let me take another look at this. And they were able to find life. But it was excruciating hearing that. That's not what he did. That's not what his wife did. But this guy's being held up. Finally, the Democrats have someone who's masculine. First of all, that's pretty bad, isn't it? That they have to go to this level. And the reason is, I've said it many times, what straight white males are going to want to try to rise in the Democrat Party, because look at how what the hurdles are. Josh Shapiro is an example. Shapiro last night started up to about Trump. How does Trump have anything to say in this? Morning Joe today. Here's Morning Joe today, because Trump attacked a Jewish governor. What Trump was attacking is that Josh Shapiro is Jewish, and the party doesn't like that, doesn't like his position. But here's Morning Joe.
Trump attacked Shapiro on social media, referring to him as, quote, the highly overrated Jewish governor of Pennsylvania. He went on to add, quote, I have done more for Israel than any person, and it's not even close. Shapiro has done nothing for Israel and never will. And Willie Geist, it's always helpful to your campaign when you attack the governor of a state you desperately need.
Yeah, by the way, and identify him as the highly overrated Jewish governor.
Yeah. Jewish governor. Yeah. Yeah, this is one of these moments we talk about, guys, where people go, oh, there he goes again. No. Let's stop for a minute. The man who wants to be president again is calling Josh Shapiro a Jewish governor, sending up smoke signals to some of his supporters. And I mean, he's lost his ability, if he ever had it, Caddy, to use innuendo. And now he's just coming out and saying these things absolutely out loud about Josh Shapiro. He's Jewish, so take what he says with a grain of salt. You know, it's staggering. I mean,
there's been quite a lot of focus on Tim Walz.
Yeah, we don't need Caddy K. No. Dan, the most
name?
I think that was Caddy K.
Yeah, but it's just a fascinating name to have.
The most insufferable collection of people, the plagiarizer, Mike Barnicle's on there, Donnie Deutsch.
Got some great names
Mika,
around.
Oh, they do.
wow.
What Trump is saying, and the context is obvious, Josh Shapiro stood up a bit on Israel against the encampments, and look at what happened. He's out as the VP, and they tagged in this Walz guy. That's what he's talking about here. But stunning just that this guy is the epitome now of the modern Democrat male. This is the face. You know how you put this rugged looking Dan Borowski on the cover of something to attract men?
Rugged my ass.
Yeah, now they're putting Tim Walz on the cover.
You can go vote, but he gets to pick the winner.
Hear me on this. Dan, we have to say that a lot during the show. Josh Shapiro seems to think it's effective. Hear me on this.
Why give ammo, though? That's where I'm at on this thing, man.
Well, it's mangled. True.
Yeah, you can call him, Governor Josh Shapiro, the incompetent Governor Josh Shapiro, who happens to be Jewish American, right? Rather than framing it incompetent Jewish governor.
Right. Well, I don't even say it's the incompetent Jewish governor who you're not allowed to be Jewish. That's the point here in the Democrat Party.
I get the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a good point to make. It's just phrase it better, Trump. Come on, man.
I don't think Josh Shapiro has learned the lesson yet, though. He still thinks he can overcome this. We'll see. It's a long game here. You know, he'll be so good, they'll have to nominate him for president. And deep in his heart, Dan. I heard yesterday in WIP, I'm trying to remember the host, guys that I like, they were talking about this, was it at night? Was Carson Wentz wishing the Eagles won or lost in 2017? Super Bowl.
Okay, I think the right answer should be to win, but I think Carson Wentz himself was, like, he wanted us to lose.
Well, he might have wanted them to win in a defensive game, where the defense won the game for them, rather than Nick Foles. I think that's acceptable.
Like, the reason why I think the otherwise is the guy was having an MVP caliber season, right?
Right.
So if the team fails without him, that further provides evidence that he was indeed very valuable as a player, you know?
Well, I think it's asking a lot. I'll admit it, Dan. As much as I love Nick Foles, if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm not rooting for Nick Foles to win him, take them to victory. I'm just not.
You're that competitive.
Yes, of course I am. I'm wishing the Eagles win, but they win on Brandon Graham strip sack and stuff like that, not on Nick Foles going out of his mind. Is that selfish? Oh, so you would be just saying, oh, help Nick Foles throws for 500 yards like he did.
I'd be hoping for the success of the team.
Right, in the right way. Yeah. So is Josh...
As long as I get my spot back, you know.
Is Josh Shapiro deep down, Dan? Think about this now. If she wins, he's got no shot at anything for 8 more years if she wins this time. If she loses, he's already underway for 2028. And they're going to say, if they had Josh Shapiro, they would have won Pennsylvania. What's the bigger upside for Josh Shapiro? People ought to be asking about that. I'm sure he's worked out an answer.
So you think Josh wants him to lose?
Deep down, yeah.
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 Yeah, but Trump's a threat to democracy. Yeah, yeah, I know. You got to say something.
I think Gavin Newsom's in the same camp.
So is Mastriano a threat to democracy, yeah.
Newsom's just going to let his hair grow completely out of control and grow gnarly beard so he makes him look crazy.
He'll take Gavin Newsom apart, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so hear me on this. He will. 855-839-1210. Come into your calls. Great side question. Hit us with something only less is more with it. It might be pretty good, but you do too much of it. It gets tiresome. It just doesn't work. Is the NFL like that? Dan, I'm telling you, they could put on 7 nights a week, and at least for a few years, they would still get 10 to 20 million people to watch. All right.
You're right. Subvet, Twitter dumb. The McRib.
The McRib.
The McRib.
Yeah. Why do these companies? Maybe they know what we know. They only put it out at certain times, and then it has this magic. Did you know the McRib is there?
So there's a whole conspiracy that is solely based on the pork prices that once they reach a certain level,
right?
Like as a commodity, that's when they release the McRib. It's cheaper to sell that than some of their chicken products.
Might be.
Pineapple pizza, Marcus Aurelius. Good in moderation, Don.
How's that good in moderation?
You don't think so?
Joan, welcome in. Good stuff you've been writing on Twitter.
Oh, hi, Dom. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good, Joan.
Thanks. I just wanted to, there's so many things that you talked about while I was waiting, but I want to go back to the caller with the mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that what people are receiving right now are not actually ballots. I don't want people to be suspicious about what's going on. What they're receiving is an application for a mail-in ballot. So any organization can send you an application, and because there's such a push for mail-in voting this time, because we want to bank votes, many organizations are sending ballots to people or ballot applications to people. You would still have to fill out that application, send it to the state, and then the state will send you, or actually your county will send you your actual ballot. Sometime in October, in the beginning of October is when Bucks County ballots should start going out. I want to offer that clarification because I know people are suspicious about mail-in voting, and I'll admit I wasn't a fan of it, in the beginning. But the fact is that the Democrats start here in Bucks County usually with about 35,000 votes to our zero votes at the beginning on Election Day, and there's just an effort to try and make up that gap.
Joan, you just gave me a good idea. When we get Sean Parnell on, but what you just said, today or tomorrow, Dan, I'm writing it down, but remind me. Sean, do an ad. Get a big scoreboard, Dan. Put it up what it was, say, in the Supreme Court race. It was 420,000 to nothing. Well, they were ahead 420,000. Imagine, put it up on a football scoreboard. So that people realize this, and if you can't, I can't say it any more bluntly. As I'm sitting here now at this moment, the election is over. You're not going to win Pennsylvania. They'll win. And, Joan, you said the key word. If you bank that, A, we know we have yours. But, B, we're not chasing you. We're going after the more difficult ones who might, with the right push, end up voting. All our energies are going to do. That's what Democrats do. It's no secret They're good at it.
Yeah, and they get people, they can sit with the ballot right in their home, fill it out, send it in, and then they're good to go. And nothing gets in the way of them voting. A lot of, you know, there are so many people, for example, that will express support for Trump and that have donated to Trump even or gone to a Trump event. But as Scott Pressler would tell you, they end up not being registered to vote
yes.
at all.
Yes.
Or they don't go and vote. So they'll, you know, they'll profess support of Trump, but yet won't take that final step to vote for him. And that's all they're trying to get to do is to say to people, okay, number one, register, of course.
Right.
And then number two, just get the mail-in ballot. It will be easy peasy. We'll have the vote and nothing will get in the way of it because things do happen.
And exactly. And Joan, while you're here too, because I want to commend
yes.
you, you're always the voice right on this, on topic. I want to tell people, look, I'm against the drop boxes. We have to fight the drop boxes at every level. Because you're here now and brought that up, Luzerne County actually is having this big debate and video footage heated. I may even get them on over what happened in 2022 and drop boxes. In other words, they have the footage. They can't account for the ballots they got versus seeing people actually put them in. Did some people put two in? And they're gearing up to go after them in 2024 if they do. What I'm trying to say is it's not a perfect system, but I'm confident. I'll put my credibility on the line. Linda Kearns on one side, all-out defense. Scott Pressler on the other side, all-out offense. That we have a fighting chance this time around. And if we keep on backpedaling because of some bumps in the road, that's how they're going to win.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we have more of a chance now than we ever have. In Bucks County, the drop boxes have cameras and there's an attendant there. And you're being videotaped and you can only submit one ballot at a time. They check it before you put it in. But there's that saying that you cannot, you know, we want to change laws. If people want to change the law to go back to not allowing mail-in voting for, you know, no reason in the past, you used to have to give a reason to get an absentee ballot. But if people want to go back to that, that's fine. But we're never going to get there if we don't have the people in office to do it. And we're not going to have the people in office to do it if we don't start banking our votes.
Well,
that's where we are.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks very much. Yeah, Dan, this is Luzerne County. Look, I'm digging into the real minutiae here. Luzerne County, Scott Pressler is turning that red, too. But they had a fierce debate, and they want to get the DA and the others more on going after people or preventing this. And it might be a husband dropping the wife's vote off. You can't do it. So they're marrying up the footage versus the number of votes they have, et cetera. Well, what I'm saying is Lara Trump, the Whatley guy, they're all over this time around. But if we don't do early voting, and if we don't, look, in my mind, the perfect election day scenario is election day. It's about 5 degrees outside. There are hurricane warnings. Tumbleweeds are blowing down the street. It is, it's not even 2 feet of snow. It's more ice. And you have to figure out a way to get to your polling place. Because I know who's going to win then. Yeah, that's the perfect scenario. But due to dumb Republicans in Harrisburg, remember this, Act 77, they did it. Mastriano's one of them that signed up. Dopes. They got little for it, and Democrats got gold. We have to beat them at every level, and then we have to get busy the first day getting rid of it. And it'll be easier to win again. But for now, bank your vote. I think Joan made a good point. These are not double mail-in balloting. They're all over it. I have confidence in these people. Now, I'm not saying Democrats are still not driven all out to do anything to win. We see that, how they took Biden out. But if we don't come close to matching them in this, so if I get Sean Parnell, Sean, you're a football guy, get a scoreboard. Show what we were down in the state Supreme Court race. Heading into Election Day. I believe it was over 400,000 votes. How are you going to make that up? We don't want to be down that much. All right, phone lines are 855.
Obligatory comment from Keith Olbermann on Joan Cullen.
Yes.
Week Cullen, today's worst person in the world.
Even on Olbermann's radar.
All right, Dan, we're a little over, but I got to take this from Bill from Bucks. This is a great one. And you know what, Dan? Everybody says it. I'll add another one. Weather reports on TV. How often on the night, some of them, it's like every 10 or 11 minutes, there's a weather for 2 or 3 minutes, right? And everybody complains about it. Yeah. But guess what? They tell me people watch it. Trump has not been jumping in on the Alabama side of the IVF. Trump did not do what Ron DeSantis did, which is sign the 6-week bill. Trump said there's no way on that in Florida. So how do they get this? Because they have nothing else. They always must come back to this. This is the sacrament. Josh Shapiro is one of the worst. Particularly the males have to go crazy because they have to posture that they are as extreme as the females. Every second they must say this, whoever the Republican president is.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.